have news.
We need new computers. That's what we need.
I have a sore throat and I have news.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, give me news in your sore throat.
All right. So, what, you ran out of Band-Aids already?
No, you know what happened? I left it in the car. I left a bit because last night
Why
when
did you put, you didn't put toilet paper on it?
Because I didn't have you to take care of me.
I know. Stop picking at your nose, too.
I tried. It won't heal.
Because you keep picking at it.
I think it's like cancer.
Well, you can give yourself skin cancer if you keep picking at it.
Can you?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so David Guest, who is a producer, the ex-husband of Liza Minnelli,
yes,
after 8 months, and a entertainer, was found dead in his London hotel room while on tour of David Guest is Not Dead, But Alive with Soul. So it's just kind of ironic how there was a joke amongst the Big Brother cast or members that made the jokes of that he was dead. And he's like, I'm not dead. But now he's dead. Like, really dead.
Yeah. And did you see a picture of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks... It's a very bizarre look. Like, the plastic surgery and the tiny little mustache, beard thing. Yeah, David Guest is very bizarre. Very bizarre. The guys that, I don't know if he was a homosexual. I think he was. But the guys that hook up with the 100-year-old ladies are normally homosexuals. Martha Ray, this old entertainer, was with a guy who was a homosexual. Mark something. And it was a big deal that he was with her, and he was like in his 40s, and she was like 81. And it was like, you're just with her for her money because you're gay. You're not attracted to her. So it was like a whole thing. And same thing with this Guest guy, because they were only together for a short time. I don't know if he was a homosexual, but quite possibly was.
Well, he's dead.
Now he's dead.
All right, so Billy Ray Cyrus is speaking out on the North Carolina and Mississippi laws against the LGBT community.
Oh,
you know, he's doing it because he has to say something because he is the father of Miley Cyrus.
Gotta say something. Everybody else is saying something.
And he supports his friend Bryan Adams and Bruce Springsteen amongst other people that are against these new laws and how everyone needs to be treated equal.
Yep. How do you feel about those laws?
I have my own opinion that I choose not to disclose.
Oh, okay.
I plead the fifth.
Okay. Go for it.
All right. So I got a couple of Hall of Fame stories, even though Hall of Fame isn't being broadcasted, but there's like so much tension going on with the Hall of Fame and it's insane and the membrane. All right. So Gene Simmons, who is a very vocal person, besides, you know, sticking out his tongue and singing Wanna Rock and Roll All Night, but he is very opinionated and he's very open about how he feels on certain issues. And he feels that, in all intents and purposes, that there's no need for people within the hip-hop industry to be in the rock and roll industry, considering that they don't play an instrument and all they do is talk and sample music.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, he doesn't understand, not that he doesn't understand, but questioning why Run DMC, why Grandmaster Flash, why Beastie Boys, maybe not Beastie Boys, because Beastie Boys actually do play instruments, but you get the picture. Now, NWA was the fifth rap group / rap artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ice Cube, let me rewind. MC Ren made his statements of, you know, hey, Gene Simmons, rap is forever, get used to it. Because Gene Simmons also said he just can't wait till rap is officially dead. And, you know, Ice Cube continue on basically saying, you know, if it wasn't for Little Richard or Chuck Berry or any of these people, the rock and roll industry wouldn't be what it is, because you need those people. And Gene Simmons is like, you know what? When Led Zeppelin gets into the Rap Hall of Fame, I'll see your point. So it's basically, there's just no need. And, you know, Ice Cube is like, you know, rock and roll isn't just about if you can play an instrument. It's about the artist and NWA being rock and roll just as much as any other band. And it's, you know, one of those debates that is like,
I understand, though. I understand Gene's point, because rap isn't rock and roll. Regardless if you want to say Chuck Berry, if rap is rap. It's not rock and roll. It's just not rock.
Yeah, and the way they did it is Ice Cube, or whoever the man was that did it from NWA, mentioned black men that are in the rock industry.
Yeah.
They weren't rappers. They weren't Grandmaster Flash.
Yeah.
They weren't Run DMC. They weren't the Beastie Boys. They were rock music.
Yeah,
they had drums.
Yeah.
They had the instruments. They had all that.
Ice-T seems to be, Ice Cube.
Yeah.
It's almost like maybe attacking is too strong of a word, but it is what it is. He, and it just shows you some of the mentality of the black folk. Gene Simmons, I don't feel, especially coming from his perspective as a Jew, and I think Jews for the most part have I don't find them as over the top racist, because they know what it's like, in the sense of most of them, especially Gene Simmons, has family members that at some point in the lineage that was in a concentration camp.
Mother was part of that.
So, like, you know, I think they're sensitive to that. Gene, I don't think, was taking it as a racist-ish aspect, but Ice Cube was.
Yeah.
Because for him to say, well, B.B. King, he was big, basically saying, those are black guys who are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And Gene Simmons wasn't attacking it on race. Gene Simmons was saying, talking about guys that rap.
Yeah, and then his and point
Ice
was
Cube
Jimi Hendrix.
Is saying, yeah, but what about them?
Yeah,
but those guys just happen to be black guys, but they played guitar. They played rock. Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Is a rock god.
Yeah.
Metal guys, like heavy metal guys like Zakk Wylde and these metal pioneers say, oh yeah, Jimi Hendrix is one of the best. They don't go, he's not one of the best because he's black. They just go, he's one of, if not the greatest guitar players of all time.
Yeah.
Ice Cube took it to race. Gene Simmons took it to music and said, not rock. It's just not rock. Rap is not rock. End of story.
Yeah, and
not
his
a race
thing.
Thing
was, you know, if Jimi Hendrix was inducted in the Rap Hall of Fame, let me know how you're going to feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jimi Hendrix is rock. He wasn't up there playing guitar and going, yo.
Not even. He wasn't. He. If you play guitar and you play an instrument, you're in the more realm of rock,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. But yeah, I mean, Jimi Hendrix didn't play the guitar with his mouth. He didn't beatbox.
No. Yeah.
It's just, yeah. So it just shows you some of the mentality of some of the black folk, that they automatically go race.
Yeah. And you know who they would also, in this generation, you know, you have Prince, you have Bruno Mars, you have, you know, other people that the singer from Killswitch Engage. It's like, and then Hootie and the Blowfish. It's like you have people that it's like, it's take away the color. What kind of music are they playing?
Yeah, B.B. King and Jimmy Hendrix. They were, doesn't matter. They were black guys, but they played blues. They played rock. They played instruments. B.B. King sat there and wrote licks on a guitar and arranged instrument. I mean, it was rock and roll. It wasn't rap.
No, it wasn't hip-hop. It wasn't rap. Yeah. It wasn't. And it's weird how this generation is so much on, well, you're only saying it because of color. It's like, well, look at the Beastie Boys. The Beastie Boys were the biggest.
Obama, the Obama culture, the Obama presidency, Obama created this culture of racism, meaning how do you end an argument? Mm-hmm. You're being racist. So you're black, I'm white, we're arguing over this pen.
No.
And the kind of mic drop for you to win and to trump me is, well, you're just saying that because you're racist. And Obama created that.
Yeah.
Everything is racism, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Racism. And the minute you say it, it ends the conversation. The minute you say racism, ends the conversation. Are some things and some people racist? 100%. But far less.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the police argument. Are there racist cops? 100%. Are there bad cops? 100%. But if you add up all the police officers and all the authority as far as police or Homeland Security, or whatever, if you put all of them together and then add up all the bad ones, it's minuscule. No different than trying to peg criminals and crime on black people. Mm-hmm. Anytime something happens that involves a black person, you don't go, oh, look, all blacks are criminals. People don't do that. That just like they shouldn't do that for cops or the military or politicians. Oh, all politicians are corrupt. There's a lot of politicians in the United States. All of them are bad? Come on.
Nah.
That's ludicrous. But Obama created this environment of everybody's racist. If a black person doesn't get a job, they didn't get it because the person's racist. Not because they were qualified, because they're racist. So that's where we live now.
All right. Well, other Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is Steve Miller.
Oh, he's a goofball.
He is like on another
realm. He's one of those.
Realm. This is a funny.
It's another funny one bit of these weirdos that get something and then crap all over.
Basically, he's saying that the music industry needs to change. That, you know, when asked, are you going to make another record? No, I'm not going to make another record because there's no money in making records. And how the person that made millions and billions of dollars off of him introduced himself at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he goes, you act like you don't know me. You've been making money off of me all these years. Well, I don't know if you said that to him, but in the realm, he says that, the industry is made of gangsters and crooks. This is awesome. And that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame needs to be more artist friendly and pay attention more to the artists and who they can invite and how long they can play and what songs they can play and who they can thank and all that fun stuff and all other kinds of things that were just crazy and absurd and full of cuss words that we can't say here on the Rob Security Show. So
he's one of those he's one of those old school rockers that made a really bad deal, and like how we watched that show Vinyl.
Yeah,
he's like one of those guys that made just a bad deal back in the days, and gets royalty checks for a couple thousand bucks a year off of music that sold hundreds of millions of, those songs that he did are, I mean, they're still played today. Some people call me a space cowboy. I mean, you hear that, the Joker, you hear that song
all the time.
Every rock station in the country has that on rotation.
No.
And he probably makes pennies on the dollar off of that. So he's bitter. Very bitter. Very, very bitter.
You know who else is bitter?
Who else is bitter?
Marla Maples.
Why is Marla? She got voted off, huh?
Yep.
She's bitter. She's like Donald, right? She's just like, not fair. Not fair.
She's sad. She's heartbroken. She loved being part of the show. And, you know, doing the Little Mermaid waltz just wasn't enough for them. Sorry, Marla.
Marla Maples. Poor Marla.
Sorry, Marla. Sports news.
Marla Maples.
Dwight Howard.
She still looks good, though.
Yes.
For
60.
Is that how old she is?
60? 61?
She probably is. Because when she got with Trump, she wasn't that young. She was like kind of milfy.
Maybe like 50s.
She wasn't 50 when she got with
Trump. No, I'm talking about right now.
Oh, now, yeah. Yeah, I bet you she's, yeah. Yeah, because I think she got with Trump when she was early 30s.
Yeah. I mean, they did have a kid together.
Yeah, Marla Maples.
All right, so Dwight Howard is setting up a blood drive tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Toyota Center in Houston. And it's for an honor of TNT reporter Craig Sager, who has leukemia.
Oh, geez, that's not good.
So that's nice.
That's nice, but it's not good. He's got leukemia.
It's nice to Dwight Howard, though.
Of course it's nice. He's a nice guy.
The guy that's married to Gabrielle Union.
Yeah. I heard they're freaky. That's what I heard. That's all I heard.
Who'd you hear that from? I want to know. Word on the street.
No. Jenna Jameson's ex-husband, Gardenia.
Oh.
He is actually friends with Dwight Howard and Gabrielle Union. Now, I don't know if they still are friends now, but when he was on top of the world.
If they're friends with those kinds of people, then yeah.
When he was on top of the world. And him and Jenna had millions and millions of dollars, and they were pissing it away on everything. And every year they would have, like, a Christmas party in Arizona that was, like, a big deal. And they were friends with Gabrielle Union and Dwight Howard. So take that for whatever it's worth. Dwight Howard and Gabrielle Union hanging out with porn people.
That's a very long time ago, too.
Yeah.
Like, way long ago.
Yeah.
But I forget, they've been together. Dwight and Sarah Damon together forever.
Yeah, years. Since she was like a young, like,
right.
Her, yeah.
Maybe she
maybe even a little younger.
At least 10 years.
Yeah.
All right, so Josh Gordon, you know, from the Browns,
mm-hmm.
has failed another drug test of marijuana and dilute.
I think it's pronounced dilaudid. I think.
Whatever. It looks like dilute.
Is he banned for life now?
Almost. He might as well be. Because he has to at least stay sober for 60 to 90 days.
Jesus, this poor kid.
And it's like he can't do it.
Why? Why can't he not smoke weed?
Like, put him in rehab for 60 to 90 days. Take him out. Give him his drug test. And put him back in the Browns. Because he's not a bad player. He's just...
He's good.
He just does bad things.
He just loves marijuana. All right.
Hey, I'd rather have a football player that smokes pot than a football player that does dogfighting.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
I got you. I'm with you there.
I'm just saying.
I'm with you.
All right, so Will Smith, who's the defensive end of the Saints, was shot over the weekend. But surveillance cameras show that he might be the aggressor and the reason why he got shot and killed and why his wife got shot in the leg. So Will Smith and his wife left the restaurant around 11:30 p.m. And I take it a few Saints players were at this restaurant because unless Cardale Hayes doesn't play for the Saints, but that's the man that shot him. Now.
Yeah, the guy doesn't play for the Saints.
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking.
Yeah, no.
All right, so Will Smith back, you know, got into his Mercedes, hit Hayes' Hummer. Drove off, in a way. But I take it Hayes was still in the car because they get side to side. Then they turn into a three-car accident. Then it turned into an altercation. Then it turned into a gunshot. So now Hayes's lawyers are saying, well, Hayes wasn't the aggressor because it all started with Smith hitting his car and trying to take away with it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the what happens in this. Because, yeah, by all reports, it wasn't – the initial report sounded like it was just a gangbanger that was like, hey, bang, 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 like you've heard sometimes.
Yeah.
And then it came out that there was actual altercation, and then it came out that the Will Smith guy might have actually started the escalation that resulted in getting shot.
So it kind of sounds like the Suge Knight thing when they're trying to say Suge Knight wasn't the aggressor, that the guy that he killed was like punching him in the car, which then resulted in a self-defense
mechanism. Yeah, it'll be
but
curious
this will definitely
to
be
see
different.
More what happens. But yeah,
all right. So Barry,
I never heard of him. I never heard of him play.
When I saw Will Smith shine killed, I was like, what? What's going on here?
You're thinking DJ Jazzy Fresh Will Smith.
Yeah. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. All right.
Concussion, the best actor in the whole world.
Yeah, best actor in the whole world.
All right, so Barry Bonds doesn't think A-Rod is going to beat the Barry Bonds home run record. Because, you know, he's like, I'm confident. And this homie has a whole contract's about to be over. So why would he reach me? I'm God.
He's got a shot, though.
He is.
Because if
74 home runs away, and season just started, basically.
Well, he won't hit 74 this year. He would have to play.
Yeah, but his contract ends next year, so.
He would have to have a 30-plus season this year, mm-hmm. and a 30-plus season next year. I don't know how many home runs he had last year.
Well, he has 33 right now since 2015. He's at 33 home runs.
All right, so he hit 33 last year.
Oh, yeah, that's last year.
So he had 33 home runs last year. So he would have to do 30-plus this year and then 30-plus next year.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be tough. It'll be tough if he pulls it off. Let's put it this way. If he plays this year, he plays next year. If he has to come and he's short, then he would have to play one more year just to get the record and then retire, which I could see happening. No different than when a player signs like a one-day contract or they do stuff like that. I could see it. I still think A-Rod has a chance to – I think he could beat Bonds' record. To how A-Rod could have a year like nobody's business this year. What if this year he hits 40?
You just never know.
So, we'll see.
All right, so final story.
All right, give me final story.
Kobe Bryant played his last away game with the Thunder.
Okay.
And lost 112 to 79. As you know, tomorrow is the $1,500 ticket game in the last game for Kobe when he plays the Warriors. But
is tomorrow the last game of the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, playoffs – Start this weekend, I bet you. No? They have that much time?
I thought they did. I always thought they had, like, how football.
I could
see. Like, how,
could,
like, the championship.
Because they play so many rounds. I could see them starting this weekend.
I have to look at the schedule.
Yeah.
But Kevin Durant had 34 points, just to let everyone know, because, you know, the Thunder's that much better.
Yeah, they
Kevin
are.
Kevin Durant is a class act. But tomorrow is the final Kobe Bryant game, so hopefully the Warriors. Because they have, unless they play tonight. No, they don't play tonight. But they have one more game till they beat that Bulls record.
So they haven't beaten it?
No, they're still one game away.
Okay. All right.
Should be interesting. They're tied.
All right.
Should be interesting.
We'll see.
Or maybe tomorrow would be a tie. I don't remember. That's it. My name is Katie. This is Rep.
You're Katie.
This is Rep Zakari Show. We'll see you all tomorrow. Au revoir.